everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is the final interview I did at San Diego Comic-Con this year. I sit down and talk with comic illustrator Mark Brooks. We discuss his current work on the Han Solo title from Marvel. It's his first return to doing the interiors of a comic in about 4 years. He's pretty much exclusively been doing covers for Marvel. So we talk about the challenge of him returning to that. We talk about his struggle to balance, constantly pushing himself and wanting to try new things with staying consistent and having a consistent look on the book. We also talk, just briefly, he mentions he's starting to get the itch to do something creator-owned. So we'll certainly keep our ears and eyes open for any news about that. It was really great to talk to Mark. He's always one of the creators I talk to that gives very thoughtful answers. If I were a comic illustrator looking to break into the industry, looking to improve, he is someone I would definitely pay attention to, someone I would definitely try to connect with and get advice from. He's super friendly. His art is absolutely amazing. I was lucky enough this year to finally get kind of one of my holy grail pieces. I have a Mark Brooks sketch of my very own, one of a kind. So that was really awesome. And I'd be neglectful if I didn't mention his wife, Lisa, as well. She runs his booth. She supports him in everything he does, and she's awesome. It's always a pleasure to see her as well. And one other cool thing just came out. The news came out this last week about George Lucas wanting to buy all the interior pages for Mark's Han Solo book. So that's a really cool, definitely kind of a stamp of approval. I mean, George Lucas created the Star Wars universe, and if he's buying the art for the book, you know, he definitely approves of it. Before he sold Lucasfilms to Disney, I guess that was written into the contract. It was stipulated before, when George Lucas still owned Lucasfilms, that any art that was created for Star Wars or a Star Wars property, George Lucas was always have the first option to buy it. And I guess when he sold it to Disney, that was one of the stipulations, that he would still have the first right of refusal. He didn't turn down any of the pages. He bought them all from Mark. So, or at least he wants to buy them all. So I suppose Mark can decline and keep some of them for himself. But he wouldn't be allowed to sell them to anyone else. So that's, as I said, a real feather in Mark's cap, that the guy that created Star Wars wants to buy all the pages. That's just awesome. I love it when friendly, passionate, talented creators who are really there for their fans kind of get the credit that they deserve. And I would say that this bit of news definitely falls in that category. So I hope you all enjoy the interview. Once again, I want to thank everyone for your support. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Go to our Facebook page and give us a like. Just do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook. That's us. You can also follow us on Instagram. Do a search for The Comic Source there as well. Instagram's a great place to keep up when we're at conventions. You can see the creators we're talking to and interviewing, see the cosplay that we see, and just kind of experience the convention through our eyes. We really appreciate the support. Like I said, we could use all the followers and likes that you can give us on social media. You can also visit us at thecomicsourceblog.com for all previous episodes of the podcast. You can also find episodes of our YouTube channel there, links to my written blog, Manny's written blog, and our sketch gallery. I should be putting up some new sketches pretty soon of the Mark Brooks sketch, as well as some other recent sketches that I've gotten. If you want to contact us directly, you can email us at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can use the Contact Us link on the page. So I hope you all enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with one of my favorite comic illustrators, Mark Brooks. It's always good to see you, Mark. Thanks for joining me.
You too, man. Thank you.
You bet. Let's for those of our listeners maybe who aren't familiar with your current work, mm-hmm. what do you have going on these days?
Oh, gosh. Really, my entire life is all Han Solo right now.
Yeah, you're a big Star Wars fan.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I got asked to start working on Han Solo 3 or 4 months ago, and I've been doing nothing but that. I think the only thing I'm working on right now, we're not really working on, but some I just finished is I just did a variant cover for Champions number 1, which is Marvel's big fall push release.
Right.
So, but other than that, Han Solo, yeah.
And not just doing covers like you have been recently, but you're back on interiors. Mm-hmm. So how long has it been since you've done a monthly book of interiors?
This is, I want to say 4 years, maybe a little less, maybe 3.5, but it's been a while.
Yeah, has it been difficult getting back into the process?
The first issue was a challenge, just trying to get used to doing it again. But by the time I got to the second issue, I think I really hit my stride now. I mean, it's still obviously a challenge, and gosh, I don't know the last time I actually had a weekend, but I do feel more comfortable doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah. And how is the process different in the technical terms of how you lay things out? Is it the same as you do a cover on a smaller scale, or is it you approach
no.
it differently?
No, in fact, if anything, I think most artists will tell you that doing interiors is generally a little harder than doing
right.
covers, because not only is it, are you having to produce artwork that is, you know, visually pleasing that people actually want to see, you're having to tell a story, which is 50% of the job. So, yeah, it's definitely more of a challenge. Covers, I could literally could get up and work from 9 to 5 and start on Monday, end on Friday. By Friday, I have a cover done. I get my weekends free. It was really nice. This, not so much. This is more like 12-hour days. Maybe I get like, you know, time on the weekend to take my son to go see a movie or something, and then it's right back to the drawing board.
Is it rewarding, though, to see that story come to life on your pages in a different way?
Oh, big time. I mean, there's something about, you know, when you get to that last page and you get to look at all this entire story spread out, you know, before you, and or when you get that issue in your hand and you see the word bubbles added in, and, you know, being able to see just this, you know, this cohesive story come together, it's really a cool, rewarding thing, you know.
And your writer on the series?
Mm-hmm. Marjorie Liu.
Is this the first time you've worked with her?
Yes, I mean, I'm familiar with her work. I knew her from X-23 and, of course, her creator-owned book she's doing now called Monstrous. I've always known of her to be a really good writer, and people that I know that are mutual friends have always said what a sweet, sweet person she is. I actually got to meet her this weekend, though. We did a signing together at the Marvel booth, so I got to meet her for the first time and talk to her for, you know, roughly about 45 minutes, and just a huge sweetheart. She's so great, just so friendly and outgoing and nice, and so complimentary. You know, she's most writers, honestly, are really great to work with because, you know, they want to collaborate.
Right.
They see it as a team effort, but she really, really sees it as a team effort. And what I love is the sense of trust I sense from her for what I do. Allowing me to interpret things from the script maybe a little differently than maybe she had intended, but trusting me enough and trusting my visual eye enough that I'm not gonna screw her up.
Right.
I'm not gonna screw her over. You know, I'm gonna enhance. You know.
Now let's talk a little more abstract.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around a while. Have a loyal following of fans. You know, part of the reason you were such a successful cover artist is because when your cover is on a book, I know I buy it.
Thank
right?
you.
Right? So, where do you go from here? Do you have any aspirations to get, like, do you have your own stories to tell? Or create your own book down the road? Is that something you're looking at?
I do. I'm a big fan of history. And while I don't consider myself a conspiracy nut at all, I'm more of a pragmatist when it comes to things like that. I love the idea of them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, like if I'm watching History Channel or something like that, and there's some kind of documentary about UFOs or Bohemian Grove or the Pentaveret or any of this kind of stuff, you know, I love watching that kind of stuff and getting into it. So I do have a creator-owned book that is more along the lines of that, you know, just incorporating a lot of real-world conspiracies into kind of a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't say much more about it than that.
Right.
It's still very early in the development stage for
okay.
it, but yeah, it's definitely something I have in mind. I'm kind of really, especially lately, after working on Han Solo and getting my feet wet again with doing interiors, uh-huh. I'm really kind of jonesing to do my own thing now.
Cool. Well, I'll definitely be listening for that.
Excellent.
We'll have to talk about that when you can say a little more.
Definitely, yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about is you have such passion for what you do,
mm-hmm.
and I find that that's a common thread with a lot of my favorite creators. Mm-hmm. Scott Snyder, Charles Soule, when I talk to them, they talk about the passion and they talk about the fact that they never want to settle. Scott in particular, when I talked to him at WonderCon this last year, he's like, you know, I know I could have kept doing Batman and, for lack of a better term, kind of phoning it in and collecting my paycheck or whatever, but he wants to keep challenging himself. He wants to keep learning and growing. And I see that from you. I mean, like last year we talked about how you were taking on Airbrush.
Right.
For the first time.
Yeah.
So is that something you're conscious of, that you always want to try to, I mean, you're a great, great artist, but you always want to try to get better, right? It's always learning. It's always.
Well, totally. I mean, I have a, I'd love to say it's because I'm just this very creatively driven person, but in reality, I have two issues that I'm constantly trying to overcome. One is I'm inherently lazy, and the other is that I'm like the dog in Up. You know, I get distracted easily. Uh-huh. I get bored easily. So if I don't, if I'm not constantly trying new things or trying to grow in some way, if I stagnate at all, I get really bored and just really, it's misery for me.
Right.
So I constantly have to keep trying new things, which could be a little bit of a curse, because when I'm doing, like, I keep coming back to Han Solo, but when I'm working on Han Solo, it's 5 issues, it's 20 pages an issue, it's 100 pages that have to, for the most part, kind of look like the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I'm not saying the same thing as far as each page looks the same, but it's style-wise.
Right.
It should look the same, so it's cohesive and it makes sense. You're not like looking like more than one artist drew it, but at the same time, I want to push myself as I'm going, and I like the idea of someone picking up the trade paperback and seeing the first page and the last page and actually seeing a progression in my art.
Right.
And go, wow, he actually got better as he went through. So, you know, it's kind of a weird thing you're trying to balance, especially when you're working on sequentials, you know, because consistency is part of it.
Right.
It's very important. But at the same time, I don't want to be consistent, you know, so it's a tough thing to overcome.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. That was a great interview.